taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Mapin. About midway to the midday with Marcus Mapin. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Mapin. So sit back and relax and watch Mapin.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Mapin on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Mapin and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Mapin. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Your boy Steve is in gridlock right now. He is an attempted gridlock. Nikki, why didn't, as a producer, it's your job to go through the traffic report and determine what amount of time it will take both myself and Steve to get through the proper traffic patterns of 65 South.
They want the boot.
I just, you know, gas prices the way they are. The traffic chopper, man, I grounded it today, man.
You are supposed to have an algorithm of gas costs versus traffic routes needed to be here to properly operate this show.
That's my bad.
Take the fall on that one. Yeah, point being, people, yeah, I told Steve, and I said, Steve, take your time. Because I was in that traffic, and I was getting worked up, and I'm like, dude, you don't want to be. I left home early, Nikki.
Oh,
I left home early to be responsible. Summer radio is already tough. I'm going to cut out of here a little early. I'm trying to set up, make sure everybody has subjects to finish up on. And then I get stuck in that crap.
Right.
God. Now I got tic-tac-toe on my skylines.
There it is.
My juice is great. Tonight I'm going
to. Juice looks good.
I'm going to try to make spaghetti squash for the first time.
It's not bad.
You've done it?
I've done it. Did it for Vitality. It's not bad.
You've done the roasting and then the scraping?
The roasting and scraping, topping with, you know, healthy marinara. It's not.
You really did that?
I did. It's not bad. It's not bad. It's not.
It's not spaghetti.
It's not. No. No. Anyone who, like, and that's when people overplay their hand. Well, it's just like spaghetti. No, the truck, it's not.
It's not like spaghetti.
But it's good.
I'm looking.
Not bad.
Yeah,
I
need a substitution. I need a bread. Noodle, some kind of consistency.
That and heart of palm noodles. If you can get some heart of palm noodles, and
is that like skinny noodles, like carb-free noodles?
It's like they're like vegetable,
like
noodles.
Already made.
Yeah, like, and they like they'll cut them, and there's a, it's called like Palmini, is the name of the like brand, and it's expensive as all get out. But the cool thing is they already cut it, so they have like thick like fettuccine style noodles.
Yeah.
They've got like. They've cut it into grits.
Is that cheating, Nikki?
No, because
I need a lifestyle change, not just a cheating substitution.
No, because at the end of the day, it's not grits. It's not pasta. It's very obviously not.
Don't say that to me.
But if you cook it right, like I cook shrimp and grits with it, it was Vitality friendly. Fat, and Vitality has, you know, it's a great program, but it has strict, you know, standards.
Oh.
And it was, dude, it was fire. It was, I used the palmini grits.
I used
shrimp. I used hot sauce. And I used, you know, a lot of seasoning.
Was the hot sauce sugar-free? Was
sugar-free hot sauce.
Was it approved? Vitality approved?
Yep. And put some nice starchy vegetables, some like Brussels sprouts in there. It slapped. It was absolutely fantastic.
Starchy vegetables.
Yeah, like I use like Brussels sprouts. Mm-hmm. Like they're, you know, kind of dense.
So that's okay. So
filled me up.
But there's no potatoes.
No potatoes. Potatoes are.
They're evil. Potatoes, bread.
Anything that's good is evil. Like, I mean, you just have to accept that.
I think that's what I'm. Other than my fruit juices, it's like the only thing that has an enjoyable, legitimate flavor.
Yeah. But you just have to. Now, I mean, you can use, if you want to go the healthy fat route, you can get away with it there. You can, like, get, like, kale and, you know, saute it in like a healthy oil or coconut butter, something like that. You know, then you can get a little bit of fats in there, and they're healthy fats. But if you're going like strict, you know, nothing,
yeah, it's just
like no fat, no carbs, then everything's gonna suck.
Yeah,
you just have to embrace the suck.
Yeah, okay. Well, speaking of sucks, the logo has passed away, Jerry West. It's breaking news. I guess it happened very recently.
Yeah.
I don't know the cause. Had you read?
No, I haven't read the cause yet. 86 though.
But 80. Yeah. Once you say 86, yeah, your cause kind of goes out the door. I looked at Jerry West. I will say this, and this is for the more seasoned listener of Middays with Marcus Maben. I will say this. Now, Marcus Maben, one of my favorite. I don't want to call it a joke. Because it's not a joke. It's a little bit of a shtick. It's a little bit of ribbing my more seasoned listener. Not just listeners, but people around me that are a little of age. I like to make fun of their embellished stories of the greatness of older players. I like to be the young. Being that I'm older, it's fun when I can be the young punk. Being older and just like, you know, rest in peace, Mike Pratt. But I enjoyed sometimes being the young punk and saying, that guy wouldn't. And using an obscure example. Like, are you trying to tell me that you think, you know, Wilt Chamberlain could guard Zion? Like, you know, I like just going like, it's like, what? What'd you say? You know, just Zion would be dunking all over Wilt Chamberlain, OG. Just starting some crap. I will say this. Jerry West, I looked at him, and I'm like, okay, he's cold. He's very rhythmic, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking at him like, okay, you know. And again, I had to pull a Jack Grossman and just highlight myself to death because, you know, I wasn't watching full Jerry West games. But, yeah, you know, I was like, okay, highlight, say, you know, like, say, got a good rhythm to him. He looked like... Looks like he got good anticipation on everything. Looks like he can put up what he wants to on the court. He's finding his shot. He's legit. So, yeah, that is kind of my, and of course, logo. Was he in a legal battle over the logo, over getting royalties for it?
Was there something about that?
I thought.
I'm going to look that up.
I thought he had some kind of long-standing. Like, come on, you not need royalties off the logo. And then they said, no, that's just an outline. It might not be you. Might be.
It might not be.
You prove it's not you.
Could be anybody.
Yeah. Steve is joining us. What's going on, Steve?
I don't want to talk about it. I'm here. Because there's not just traffic in that spot anymore. There's traffic where you got to get off at the fairgrounds. Once you get off at the fairgrounds, you try to turn. There's traffic up here on campus now.
Oh, everybody took alternate routes.
Well, no. There was a wreck somewhere up here now. So now traffic's backed up all the way through there. So I got off on the fairgrounds, went around the fairgrounds, and then I'm... one of these people that's set up here, I guess they found in the bushes that was, I mean, alive, but they were sleeping in the bushes behind one of those,
right,
that banditos. And I guess so the police had stuff blocked off, and I'm like,
it was all done to get in front of Steve.
Yes.
So Steve couldn't be here for the first moments.
Oh my God.
Listen, I told you to take your time, Steve.
Yeah, but it was like, I was fine. I was like, when I hit the one track, it's like, all right, it's road work. I'm just going to be a little late. No big deal. But then when everything else hit, it's like, okay, now this is an issue. Yeah.
Okay, at what point did it get comical? Because, you know, you do the psychotic laugh.
Up here.
At the Banditos?
Yeah, the third one, where it was like, okay, now this is stupid. Like, this is stupid. Are you serious? I'm like, I got to go to a show. I got practice at Holy Cross. Like, stuff to do.
Okay, practice, getting into work?
Yeah. Getting in some good work over there, man.
Okay.
Like where we're going.
Okay, today we're gonna have to, Chase said he clipped up some Clomen. We got Connie Ruth.
Yeah.
Made it to campus. What's going to be his welcome to college moment, Steve?
Oh.
Connie Ruth, 8150-939 is the number, 3831-939 is the text line. Feel free to jump in here with your questions, your comments. Connie Ruth, welcome to campus.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
How many total workouts do you think he's missed already?
Probably five. At least a week's worth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, at least a week's worth. I mean, I probably when he gets in the weight room.
The weight room.
Yeah. He'll get him there. Yesterday was a newsy day. It was like a very quiet, newsy day.
I'm listening.
There was with Coach Clomen dropping a ton of nuggets, and then Kanai Roos is here.
Thank you for clearing that up for me, Steve.
Yeah, but he's
Kanai Roos.
Then all of a sudden, you know, he's quietly on campus now, and it was just like there's just a lot of newsworthy stuff that was like kind of going around. It was like, oh, and at the end of the day, when you laid your head down, you were like, it's a lot of stuff happened today.
Did Kanai get his welcome to Louisville care package, his Donovan's and his or just the workout stuff?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe it's just the workout stuff. I don't know. I think you get in the gym, and that's when you kind of, I think the weight room's the first place that always shocks a lot of freshmen.
Uh-huh.
You know, because it's a different beast.
Do you remember,
man,
that video where it was a couple years ago, mm-hmm, where the guys was doing dips with the chains on?
Yes.
And the freshman was in the back like, whoa.
Yeah.
just like, I don't know if we're gonna be able to do this. I hope they take it slow with him, though. You know, like,
if you're here. You still got a good, I mean, listen, you got a good strength coach, but it's still a little off-putting, man, when you come in and you're like, oh, man, this is work.
Yeah, and everybody has a rhythm now, you know, a routine and rhythm.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, am I behind or?
Oh, sure. I mean, you see, and you get in practice today or whenever he gets in practice and he sees James Scott and he's like, I thought that was the third guy. Like the third center. And you're like,
right,
the dude's insane, you know. Or fourth center.
I hope he was working hard.
Yeah.
I hope he was working really hard so his confidence is up.
Well, Texter says, you know, he went to IMG, which I agree. Yep. I mean, so that's a little more of a college regimen. I mean, it's still not a college. You're still not with college guys. You're not with 20-some-year-olds that have been in college for 3 or 4 years.
That light.
Yeah, it's still a different beast, man. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but it still does help.
It's good to have him here too. It's another sigh of relief. It's now you're not getting any. It's already connected. You're not getting any something out of left field. Yeah. Kanai Roos has decided not to. You know, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a question. Is that a legit?
They were just asking about the practice time. It used to be 20 hours a week you could practice during the season. I'm not sure on the rule on
Nikki,
that.
Nikki, can you check that out? Can you check out what is the NCAA men's basketball allotted times, practice times? Yeah, where you get 20 total hours? Or you're
yeah.
Like, yeah, as soon as you step on. And what constitutes a practice? It's like, is it like three?
Maximum 4 hours a day. Let's see here. That's all I got so far. I'm trying to see.
Isn't he from IMG No Excuses? He's still a young
out of season. No more than 2 of the 8 hours can be used for individual workouts or team activities.
Oh, I'll repeat that.
Out of season, no more than 2 of the 8 hours can be used for individual workouts and team activities. 2 days off a week.
So you're going, but I 25 minutes.
No competition, 8 hours a week for weight training, individual workouts, team activities, and conditioning supervised by staff.
So basically, you can have 2-hour practices pretty much, I mean, in workouts. So,
2-hour. Workout, but no competition.
During the season, practice games, strength and conditioning limited to 20 hours a week. Games count as 3 hours toward the maximum.
Yeah, no,
maximum 4 hours a day.
I think they can have like 20 hours. Like, it sounds like you can have 2 hours. You got to have 2 days off a week. You can have 2-hour practices with competition and stuff. And so basically, you can practice. Like, that's. You just got to take a couple mandatory days off that. You're not
2 days off.
Yeah, that you're not going to take off during the season. That sounds like what it is. I mean, that's not that crazy. So, yeah.
Individual instructions. Yeah. It's like,
yeah.
Get it in.
When should we get nervous about Corin Johnson not being here? Now.
Yes.
Yeah, get nervous.
Yes.
Right now.
Nikki, it only took that 22 minutes. For to get the Corin Johnson, you just got next to the last dude here. You got one dude left that's not here. It's like panic time. Yeah, bang.
I'd get nervous right now. He might not show up. Steve, Bobby, and Travis LeFou went to Boyle County. Yes, they did.
Is that from yesterday? Yesterday's conversation?
Yeah. Let's see. Wouldn't being the only freshman help the long game learning for all the upperclassmen men? Yeah, absolutely. I think so. Yeah. Root's going to find out the hard way that IMG definitely don't stand for immediate muscle gain.
I just didn't want Root's to come in. Because here, again, he's not in this environment with people telling him slowly develop.
Yeah.
He's bored, you know, when you're 4-star, 5-star, IMG, you think you can waste these dudes already.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So when I say bring them along slow, don't feet to the fire if he can't handle it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just saying, be a little more protective of him, you know?
Well...
I was gonna say
that's always the other thing. Or he comes in, he's ready to go.
He's ready to go,
and he works, and he's. I mean, I don't think it's worth it. Work ethic's gonna be, but I mean, he works.
Competitive,
mm-hmm. And it's like, yeah, no, I'm a problem.
Just the odds. Ooh, this guy's got a really seasoned.
So excited.
Yeah, definitely excited about that. The Cloman. Conversation.
Oh my gosh, how many nuggets did he drop?
Okay, what stands out at first to you?
The Memphis game, right off the bat. You know, might be getting
Memphis was the dare to dream.
Might be getting a Memphis. Well, we had heard that
you got the Memphis comment. Okay,
yeah, go for it.
For football, they just backed out of that this season. Yeah. So
I will tell you this: this is a nugget for your listening audience here. Next year, we're working really hard on a 4-year series with Memphis.
Oh, that'd be awesome!
Yeah, Josh is really big on that. He tells me Memphis is a big game. Is that true?
That would be my opinion. That goes back to like when I first started watching basketball. So I'm 31. I turned 31 this past week. So that gets back into my roots in college basketball. Back when Louisville was still big.
Is it? Oh,
that it? Okay. All right. Well, anyways, but I mean, yeah, hey, a 4-game series with Memphis in the works, and we had heard, you know, that they had been working. We actually, before the season, I thought they were going to play Memphis last year. Was the word.
Right.
It's like, okay, they're going to play Memphis this year. But a four-game series, and then a Memphis guide put out this morning and said it looks like it would be like a home and home.
And a Nashville neutral.
Or a Nashville or home, two.
Nashville neutral.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Or if it's a four-game series, it might go like Memphis, Nashville, Louisville, Nashville, or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. So, I could do that.
Yeah, yeah. Memphis game in Nashville. Oh, I love it, man.
Yeah.
That's classic. Now we just got to get Cincinnati back on the
schedule. I don't know if I'm going to the Memphis game.
I'm not at Memphis. No. The last time I left Memphis, I made a declaration that I would never be back. And I'm going to stick to that.
Michael Maven Sr.
Mm-hmm.
drives out of the way.
Anybody with brain does.
My dad.
Yeah.
My dad just thinks the voodoo is in Memphis.
It is.
Yeah, it's just like
it has nothing to do with race. It has nothing to do with anything. It's just Memphis is, because I promise you, there is, you drive down some of the streets of Memphis, believe it or not, there is as many white people as you'd be like, oh God. Yeah, like, it's not it.
Go see Graceland.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So if anybody tries to turn it into that, that's not true. Memphis is just the worst. It's the worst place in America.
Like I said, my dad will, like I said, he will map out his, and my dad's all about efficiently.
Through the streets of New Orleans before I'll go back to Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah, I took.
And I love Tennessee. That's the thing. Like, I mean, Tennessee is beautiful. Like,
I took L's.
Cool.
Last time I went to Memphis, about 2-3 years ago, came back. I got I've had two traffic stops in my life.
Yeah.
That I was like, okay, stay on the phone. Listen, Georgia.
Yeah.
And Memphis. Mm-hmm. And the Memphis one was like, okay, this is set up to be out here. Like, there's no exits there.
Yep.
I'm about 8 miles away from the last exit.
Yep.
I got about 8 miles ahead to the next exit. Ooh, and it's dark out here.
Yeah.
And it's like those Memphis counties, sheriffs, he's like, ooh, yeah, let's get on out of here.
Yep, so that's a mess.
Ooh, yep. So, yeah, but outside of that, if you can make it to the gym and get a Memphis game in, I don't know what is it. Well, yeah, it's just like I said, they got so much history. You got Metro history, you got USA history, you know, you got
but I mean, the game itself, I mean, is
you gotta have it.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of those games where you gotta have it.
Oh, so
Memphis. Nothing but Memphis. Everywhere we go, it's Memphis. Memphis, Tennessee. The brutal land in the world. Memphis.
That's, oh God, what's the clip? Isn't it a rapper? It was,
I don't know who it is, but it looks like they're in a locker room.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong.
Okay, so.
I remember that clip.
So Cincinnati's next on the list.
Something horrific.
Yeah. That's the next story about Memphis. Something horrific is happening in Memphis.
You're not kidding. That was
It's like, yep, that's about right. Then you had, did you hear what he said about the ACC-SEC Challenge?
ACC-SEC Challenge.
Do you got that one? Okay. He said, I got a gut feeling we're going to play Arkansas.
That would be beautiful.
Yeah, that was good.
Okay, is the Fayetteville? We talked about that, Steve.
I'm here for it, man.
We talked about that. Fayetteville, yeah. Arkansas.
Yeah, and there's a few things here that we're gonna have to run down that he said. So I'm just kind of going one by one. But yeah, now I will say, I don't know if he was just saying that out of, because he made a couple mentions. Like somebody said, what's the most, they asked him, you know, most important games. He was like, basically said something along the lines of, he's like, well, I mean, I like this. He didn't say they, he didn't say Kenny Payne, he didn't say anybody. Mm-hmm. He said, well, we lost exhibition games. So every game is important. That to me tells me that they have, this coaching staff has taken ownership of this program.
Yep.
No, we wear that.
Yep.
We
yep,
wear
yep,
that.
Yep.
The high, they're telling highs, the guys, lows. No, no, you realize when you get on the court,
you wear that team.
Yep. You guys, Kaysen, and are going to wear. Because y'all are going to tip off, and they're going to go, well, last 2 years, Louisville's lost an exhibition game. I love that he said it that way. Like, yeah, no, well, we've lost exhibition games. So, because it was like, okay, we're in good hands. Because they have accepted this program.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah, yeah, they've taken on.
Not shining.
Well, they lost, you know, last year. Ha, ha. Yeah. You know, like, it was like, it, which they could have done.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, I feel you. Yeah, you would understand that. Yeah. Anything before us, we don't pin that on me.
But they have clearly just let this team know, no, y'all got to bring Louisville back.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't ask for it. But you're the losers that lost.
Yeah.
So you got to win. And if you go lose,
everybody's just looking at Aiden McCool.
Yeah, I know. How did y'all? You couldn't go beat Lenore Ryan, Aiden?
Oh, everybody just spent all day looking at Aiden.
Whack.
What a terrible thing.
Antonelli's like, what did you give me, Antonelli? Yeah. By the way, shout out to Cole Sherman from St. X. Another walk-on.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, another walk-on that's going to be a local kid that was a big fan. I mean, this is one of those diehard diehard fans growing up, Louisville fan, you know, great family. So, shout-out to him, Cole Sherman. He's going to be taking one of those walk-on spots, too. So, at this point, I think we have Aiden McCool, Cole Sherman, and Patrick Antonelli will probably be the walk-ons.
How many total walk-ons can you have? Is that unlimited?
Well, I think you can have, I don't know if...
How many can dress on, like, your home games? I think you can take three on the road or something.
I think you can do, because, I mean...
Yeah, and I'm not sure about that.
With the NIL world today, do you know what I've heard has happened with walk-ons?
I'm listening.
And I heard this directly from a college coach. There are some schools, smaller schools, more in the smaller schools, they're not doing it at Louisville because there's really no sense in doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's some mid-major schools, they're saying, okay, Marcus Maben, I feel bad doing that. Nick Valvano, you're not good enough to be on the team. But your family's rich. And you can, like, you're decent, you know. You can walk on here at whatever state university. But you've got to pay $20,000 to play for this university. Your family has to pay $20,000 and you can play for Middle Tennessee. I'll just throw it on Middle Tennessee. And that money goes to our NIL collective, essentially. So the walk-ons are like, you know, they come from rich families and it's like, well, I'm paying $20,000 to be on the team, but that money goes to the NIL. So then they collect.
You just literally
$100,000 worth of walk-ons.
You just literally describe every program.
Yeah.
Every IMG, every there's always a couple of dudes on those teams on the Donda Academies. And there's always about three guys on that team. It's like
now a place like Louisville, it's
you are financing the entire team.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And like I said, it here at Louisville really don't make sense because you have
sources.
Sources. So these guys are walking on, but that was interesting.
Yeah, it only makes sense because that's how you were running any kind of privatized program.
100%.
Yeah. So I can.
I took a couple notes. I know he said he talked about there was a Louisville Live meeting the last couple days.
Yeah, conversation.
So it sounds like there's a good chance that Louisville Live will be making its return.
Do something with that.
Which I think is very important. That was an event that I think we needed to
keep. It was very creative, too. Yeah. Very, very creative.
And I think we need to keep it rolling. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we need to keep it rolling. However they choose to do it, I think all the locations they've done it in has been great. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't have to come up with something new every time.
Sorry, everybody.
What?
I'm interjecting. There's going to be about 25% of the people that are going to want to kill me at the moment.
Okay.
As soon as I say to you what I'm going to say.
Okay.
So I talked to Gibbs.
Okay.
Gibbs said AEW is hotting the crowd or burning up the crowd by going over the top with their stunts.
I can see that.
Do you agree with that?
I can see that.
I don't disagree.
Okay, what's the language?
Somebody's going to kill you.
Yeah, what's right the now, language?
But that's okay. Well, I mean, they're more of an indie style.
The reason I'm asking that is I'm making a comparison.
Yeah.
Are we burning out? To me, Churchill Downs, Louisville Live.
I know, man.
Ugh. With the time and the scenery and the skyline and the event and the host and everything and Trez.
That's actually a really good comparison that you were making there.
Okay.
That worked really good.
Okay.
I thought you were just going to bust in with like, oh, let's talk about what Gibbs thought about our conversation. Somebody's going to kill you for doing this, right?
No. Whose side was he on, by the way, real fast?
We'll talk about that later.
Okay. Sorry. I just want to know. Want to hear Gibbs say I was.
But, yeah, like.
Oh, he probably will. I Gibbs is the type of fan I think that will side with you on that.
Oh, same one. Interesting.
Yeah. So,
burning out the crowd, burn it. Like, well, some of those events, Steve, it's just the ability to replicate the stadium.
But that's where I think though our marketing team is so good because I think that they realize that that. I do think that they felt a little pressure to do it bigger and different and different and different.
Churchill Downs was a gamble. The baseball stadium was a gamble,
to
man.
Me,
it needed so much to go right.
I know.
It's like, I don't want that pressure on them to do, you know. You just have a good product, a good excitement, but golly.
To me, I think you got a couple locations and you can rotate it. That's fine.
Which one was the best one?
The Churchill. I really love the Churchill Downs.
That downtown Louisville Live.
But yeah, that was
awesome.
Yeah, the 4th Street Live. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The 4th Street Live was really good. I just don't know that 4th Street Live hits that way anymore. Like,
no, for the time.
Yeah.
At the time, that thing, you packed everybody in there. It's ridiculous. You know,
it's 4th Street Live. But 4th Street Live, it's like, oh man, like when we were in high school, like 4th Street Live, you know, it's like, man, you go to 4th Street Live, they got the red cheetah, they got the, you know, you're like, oh man. Now it's kind of like, it's 4th Street Live. Mm-hmm. Now, I did like the setup there though.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I liked about Churchill. Churchill felt very packed in.
Yeah.
I didn't care as much for the baseball stadium.
Uh huh.
It worked though. It worked. And I would never, people make me want to throw them off a cliff when the university works that hard to put something together. They're like, I don't like it.
I know.
Well, don't go.
No.
Stay home.
No. It's like, listen, that's one of the only times, like you know, I'm a freedom of speech kind of guy, you know. That's one of the only times I want to ban your speech when you criticize it because you're not complimenting how much good, you know, how hard it took, you know.
Yeah.
Again, I made this point yesterday with the whole sports thing. It's like, no, so much goes into it that you need to acknowledge this stuff. Then you can say, this is great, this is great, this is great, this is great. I would have done this a little different.
Yeah. But, like, I'm okay with, like, listen, it was great, but critique. I would do it here. Charity's uncle had a good one. Do it. I don't know if they would allow us because I don't know if it would mess it up, but the Great Lawn would be a perfect spot. Have the bridge over the river behind you and the bridge over the scenery, you know.
I always worry about that mist, you know, getting any humidity.
It could.
I always freak out when they do the games on the boats.
Oh, yeah. Well, they don't really do them anymore because last couple.
Yeah.
They just case.
Like, I'm like, this is bad.
Yeah, you can't do this.
Yeah, listen, I have PTSD from the dunk contest, college dunk contest. I'm like, y'all, this is why you know there's nobody that's ever dunked in their life that put this thing together. Because you put slippery stickers underneath the basketball goal at a dunk contest. It's like, that's the stupidest thing.
Yeah.
Like, you've never had to plant. Obviously, because you would know better than to put a bucket underneath the...
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Steve, I dunked and my foot came down in a bucket.
Ugh.
at the college dunk contest. I landed in a bucket.
That's terrifying.
It's just like a bucket, Steve.
Yeah.
I'm like, who does that? But yeah, point being, I tell you what, we're rolling along. Let's take a quick commercial break. 939 The Ville. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's been Days of Marcus, baby. 8150-939 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Before I go any further, thank you. I'll take a second to remind everybody that temperature control is and always will be one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree with that sentiment, the DFH company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. I'm glad it was him.
Jalen? Yeah. Yep. I was like, I heard something, Nick, and I'm like, you're FaceTiming someone.
You hear the bloop, bloop, bloop.
Yeah,
like, yeah, I thought I heard that. I was like, "What? What the hell?" We're in the middle of the show.
Yeah, I butt dialed, FaceTimed Jalen. He's probably at practice. And
have you saw the new videos of it's somebody? Okay, it's like guys, and they found this app, and they FaceTime. It's the FaceTime beep, and they get next to their girlfriends that are their wives, and they're asleep. Mm-hmm. And the FaceTime, it's that little tone, yep. And then it comes up, and it's like, "Hey, baby, yeah. Are you alone yet?" or whatever.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah, those are awesome.
No, and like the girls would be dead asleep, and they're just like,
"No, dude, they look like the Undertaker. Open, yeah. They look like dong, yeah. And they just like come back alive." Yeah,
yeah, it's like, whoa.
Listen, those are like if you listen, I would almost take those videos. And I would send them to a professional and let the professional react to their reaction, right? And say, okay, how she responds. Is she a keeper? Is she a get out now while you still can? Or have you been in trouble before?
Right. Mm. Yeah, that's a good point. I'd like to have somebody assess that.
Mm.
Yeah, like just I need like a therapist, like a relationship therapist. To break down each of these videos and be like, okay, he's done this before.
Yeah.
That's what that reaction is. Okay, she's psycho.
Like, yeah, right.
Like, she woke up ready to... You ever see the ones where they put like a little mannequin head or something? And one time the guy had a mannequin head on a broom and his long hair behind it. He was on the couch and the door opened.
Oh, yeah, and she just was
Yeah, just runs in like...
She wasn't just like swinging it, knock the person out. She was swinging a kill.
Yeah.
Like there's one I was like, yo, like, I think she like hit her with like a iron or something like that. Like,
see, I would think that one was fake.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, you did not pick up a pan.
Yeah. I know.
You did not go for a kill shot if you thought you caught your man in an encounter. Yeah, that was
just like, yeah, it's like, come on now. But like, I do like the ones that are like, whoa, you know, like the, hey, yeah, just to see the immediate reaction of,
hey, boo.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like.
Okay, real quick question. This was a conversation in the office before everybody got here.
Okay.
Because we're gonna get right back into our, you know, into our.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's already 10:54.
So, Steve. Mm-hmm. I asked Louis Rabeau this morning.
Okay.
When you pick a favorite player, mm-hmm. when you pick up the players you like, when you tap into your psychoanalysis on why that guy's my favorite player, do you like guys that remind you of you in your struggle, or do you like guys that are like winners? Like, what makes you pick your favorite type of player? And what makes you hate that guy? Mm. Like, what's your top? These are the, because you know how over time you kind of notice, I like these kind of players.
Yeah.
I hate these kind of players. Uh-huh. They're not my, you know, my favorite characters.
Yeah.
What goes into those?
I like the over. I don't pick somebody like myself.
Stop right there.
Okay.
When you're picking favorite guys, you don't like picking guys like yourself.
Yeah, like I don't really care about the underdog story, like, oh, they were undersized.
You weren't the underdog story.
Well, I mean, like, I would have been if I'd have made it in college. Like, I had to walk on, right. And if he makes it, yeah, you know. I like the, that was the underdog. It was an ultimate underdog.
Nikki, I want your opinion on this one.
I like the, he was the best all along. Can he
live up to it?
Okay. Yeah. I like that guy. I like the guys that can live up to
that
it.
That go for it all.
Yeah, and it's like, no, why are you hating him? Because, like, he, and then people hate him.
So you like the guys that have the pressure, want the pressure. Yeah,
and live up to the pressure.
Okay, those are your favorite.
It's so annoying to me.
So it's like, that's like your Mayweather thing.
I go back to Sports Century on Secretariat. Those Sports Centuries were the best. They were 30 for 30 before 30 for 30s.
Yeah, right? They were excellent.
So the guy, I cannot remember who it was, but.
By the way, 8150, 93.9 is the number, 3831, 93.9 is the text line. Feel free to get it on this one.
There was a horse racing guy, and he said, after Secretariat won the Triple Crown, and they were at the Belmont, and he won by 31 lengths, something greatest thing ever. He said he got in the, the elevator with this other, like, real prized rider. Billy Reed was in that too, by the way. He started crying. He's like, I didn't know why. Like, I was overcome with emotion. And he said the guy, the other sports writer, and if I said the names, everybody would know him. I just can't remember who it was. But he's like, he told me, he's like, you feel that emotion because he's like, your whole life you want to see perfection. Mm. And you saw it today. So it, like, it brought something out of you because it's like,
right,
oh, my God. Like, we come here thinking this horse was the best. And this horse just was, he showed us.
Yeah.
Like, and not just showed us.
The best.
He did something that you were like, that is unreal. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was funny, I'm sticking with horse racing, but it's why, like, I felt myself getting a little choked up when American Pharoah was winning the, because I never saw the Triple Crown.
Yeah, same.
So, like, same. I was like, oh, my God, he's going to do it. He's going to do it.
I got emotional. Like, yeah.
And I was like,
totally.
Dang, man, like, oh, like, you know, it's like, go, you know. But, but like, it's also why I did not want Kentucky to finish that. Because I'm like, this is something that'll never be replicated.
Yeah, because you got it.
No team will go 40-0.
Right.
This is going to be the most incredible. You're never going to beat this.
Right.
And so for me, I just despise the people that just are just like, well, hey, he thinks he's better than everybody. Well, because he is. You can't stand somebody being what they should be.
Right. Or what they're...
Or living up to what they can be.
Going
for
it.
Going for it.
Like, literally going for it on a daily basis.
Right.
Hey, I want to be the best. I'm going to be. That's what bothered me so much about that. Like, you remember that clip of that Serena interview?
Yes.
When she's like, yeah, I want to be the best in the world. And he's like, I'm not going to be the best in the world. And it's like, whoa. Like,
when her dad stepped
in. Yeah, when her dad just said, hey, whoa. Don't you dare. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, no, my dog just said she's going to be the best and she's going to beat everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't.
And lo and behold.
Don't infect my girl's brain. I was just thinking about that because I kind of agree with you when you first said, the reason I stopped you is he said, I don't really root for guys like me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, I don't know, maybe I just think, that's not exciting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I was trying to figure out what the people I hate, why do I hate them? And I think, since you talked about one that you like, I'll go one I hate. One I hate, I hate the person I feel is being put in a position to succeed. Right?
Like chosen, like picked,
Cody Rhodes.
There it is.
Now you see what I'm saying. It's like, no, they've picked him. They're forcing him. You have no choice.
I think. Yeah,
you're going to eat this whether you want to or not.
Anytime I feel like somebody's something outside of their athletic prowess is getting them in a position. Because here's the thing, it's your he can't keep getting away with this.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, or I'm like Zoolander, like it's the same look. It's the same look. Why? What is it, Blue Star?
Yeah. Why is he getting picked?
Yeah, I get it.
I think
that's why my Mateen Cleaves thing was so evil.
Sure.
Because it was like, his whole persona to me was intangible.
I got to use your Mateen Cleaves at practice yesterday.
I'm listening.
We're talking about Coach Lieberman's real big on, we don't say set it up. We don't do that.
Okay.
That's not something we say. There's words we don't use.
Okay.
Like retreat, we don't use. It's called an escape dribble.
Yeah.
We don't say set it up. Like, hey, because what we were going through a motion yesterday, and like one of the kids got it, and he was like, set it up. And Leroy's like, stop. Stop. He's like, why? Why?
Right.
And then I got to use the example. I said, you want a college coach to walk out of here quicker than anything? I said, dribble that ball up to the front, put it under your arm, and tell him set it up. I was like, and a college coach is watching you, will walk straight out the door.
Nikki.
Because nobody needs the guy to say, hey, stop the motion we're running. Run up here and go.
Nikki.
One.
I hate fake point guard actor guy.
Okay.
Right? But some of them are real deal. Like, they really like, no, stop. You know, like, hey, yeah. You know, like, but... most of them are
just going through. Look at me.
Trying to show everybody that I am the captain of the ship. You know what I'm saying? And it just drives me.
Yeah. It's like, what do you need to set up? We're in motion. Like,
Mateen, boy, your teammates, you don't even look like a scholarship player. I was like, Steve, he got drafted, and they talk about how he took like 3 hours of rehab before his practice.
Yeah.
And in most cases, that would be, I'm not drafting the guy who in college needed 3 hours of rehab to be able to get through a practice.
Right.
But for some reason, his story was, you know, because Magic Johnson backed him up, and his story was, I'm like, how can Magic Johnson co-sign for my team?
Like, I know. Yeah.
Because y'all are so similar.
It's like, what?
Yeah, and again, he's probably like, I know he got some trouble, but I don't know anything about Mateen Cleaves, you know, out off the court. I knew he played with some dudes, and his dad was the coach in AAU. And
right.
It was like, so he goes to college with 4 other guys he played with in AAU, and I'm just like, he doesn't belong on that roster, you know, like, but they won.
Right.
It was awesome.
And he's a champion forever.
Yeah, I just had to eat it.
Yeah.
It just sucked.
Yeah, he's champion forever, man.
And then I had to get myself under control when he's like out of the league. I'm not allowed to. Told you. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, you're a piece of crap, Marcus. If you wait and do that.
Told you.
Yeah, so I just had to gracefully bow out, let it go, and just play. Hey, just some things are meant to be. Go ahead and play us out. Like I said, we're going to keep it rolling. Rolling on. Sorry, I threw you on the hot spot for the playout music.
It's probably as hard to come up with the playout music that we play every day. Around, you know, say 11.
Yeah, listen, of course you know Gibbs was backing Nikki up.
Oh, I know. Listen,
thank you. Gibbs, thank you, Gibbs.
Gibbs hates AEW. He loves
AEW.
I love AEW.
See, he's going to love Cody Rhodes. Like, all the Cody Rhodes fans, like the Cody Crybabies, are the same. They don't like AEW.
I like AEW.
They love, you know, Cody Rhodes is the king of the world, you know, and it's like, all right. Yeah, you all fit the same stereotype.
I have to go back over some of the particulars.
Yeah. Oh, I can tell you what he said. I'll tell you what he said, and then you'll be like,
confirm or deny.
That's what he said.
Rolling along 93.9 The Ville.
an official broadcast partner of the University of Louisville, WLCL Sellersburg is 93.9 The Ville.